Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm in here swatting fruit flies in the office. Hey, there's a double yaw on these. Are these for swatting George Bush vampire bats? Anyways, a little bit of humor there. They've got bills introduced to arrest you under felony charges if what you say hurts anyone's feelings. It actually says that. I know you've been holding callers, but I've been on a roll today. Jim Tucker's with us for 20 minutes, and we will go to Don, Tom, Pastor William, Steve, Michael, and others. You can call back in if you want to go ahead and get off the line, or you can wait and we'll get to you. There's just massive news all off the charts. It's all completely insane. Bilderberg Group News as well. I wanted to go to Jim Tucker now. We've got a story up on PrisonPlanet.com from the latest news release put out by Daniel Estulin. We had Daniel Estulin coming on the show Monday, and I was reminded that it was Jim Tucker back in 2008 when fuel was $149 at the time in June. He said that they were going to cut the price in half, and everybody laughed at him. To bankrupt Venezuela and other nations. Now Soros has come out and said they did just that. Jim Tucker, everybody was talking about Lindsey Williams. Lindsey Williams had this Atlantic Richfield connection and all this stuff, and he did separately have that connection. But we had already broken this in an article written at PrisonPlanet.com, Secret of Bilderberg Agenda to Microchip Americans Leaked. Elitists want microchip Americans in the name of fighting terrorism. Europeans universally opposed to attack on Iran. Globalists fear oil prices rising too quickly. And you read the area here on page 2, and it has it all. So I wanted to get Jim to go back to his memory a year ago. Remember when it was $149 a barrel? I think it was $147 by then. And now here we are at 40-something bucks a barrel. And kind of give us any other tidbits, because we kind of glazed over that when he said it at the time from his Bilderberg contacts. Jim Tucker, good to have you here with us.
It's always fun.
It's always fun, my friend. We're going to break in a minute, so you get a cigarette in 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. All right, I'm literally, this is the choo-choo train we're talking to. The real gumshoe Jim Tucker. Daniel Estulin, Danny, has come out with new information, as you know. I'll talk about that after the break. But first, go back to a year ago, your Bilderberg contacts. I guess you didn't toot your horn about this. 140-something bucks, now 40 bucks? What specifically did they say?
Well, we were reported immediately that the Bilderberg people had said that we're going to have to bring the price of oil down. They had brought it up a few years earlier. They had brought it up. Now they said they have to bring it down because they were afraid Joseph Sixpack would stick with his small car, stick with the railroads or the public transportation, unless they got the prices down quickly. They did not want to lose Joe Sixpack on the highways. So, well, as you said, nobody believed it at the time. And I'm not writing, wasn't writing any predictions. I was simply writing what Bilderberg was going to try to do. They normally succeed. So, as you said, the price, we reported immediately that the Bilderberg was going to try to bring down the price of oil from $149, almost $150 a barrel, to $40 a barrel. They got it down briefly below $40, but that started to unfold immediately with the right people in both in the Far East and in the United States saying the right things immediately after Bilderberg. I mean, so quickly, it reminds me of when I think it was a trilateral commission meeting in California some years ago where Bilderberg called, the trilaterals called for a 10-cent hike in the federal gasoline tax in the United States. And the following Tuesday, after the meeting book on Monday, the Washington Post on the editorial page called for a 10-cent hike in the price of the tax, federal tax on gasoline.
Okay, so, Jim, Tucker, stay there. We're going to come right back to you in T-minus 3 minutes. Jim Tucker is an amazing icon, the man who exposed Bilderberg Group over 30 years ago when the newspaper said he was crazy, it didn't exist. Now Fox, CNN, BBC all report it and say, hey, world government's good, hand in your firearms.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live. A few news stories I didn't get to yesterday. This is the type of stuff I don't get to. London Telegraph, swine flu, inflatable mortuaries, and express funerals planned for flu pandemic. It goes on to talk about giant incinerators to burn the dead bodies, how they rolled all this out in the UK and the US, saying we're ready for the pandemic. All we've ever done is report the mass grave sites they've got ready for pandemics, the mass incinerators. We've read the executive orders. We've read the news articles, and then Glenn Beck and Popular Mechanics write articles saying none of it exists. We made it up. Well, here's the London Telegraph. I mean, I'm just another article. I mean, the whole point is this is all set up, and they're ready for this. That's all we're reporting. But again, what they do is straw men. They'll go to one site where there isn't mass graves and say, see, it's all discredited. That'd be like if I said dolphins don't exist. People said, okay, we'll prove that. So I took you to middle of Kansas to a field of wheat and said, look, there's no dolphins here. Dolphins don't exist. Proof! 100%! That's what Glenn Beck and others do. You can really trust me. I'm going to get to the bottom of these camps. I, I think they're real. Then a month later, after all this hype, they're not real. It's a total fraud. Ah, it's popular mechanics. Let me take you to an Amtrak station that isn't a camp, that some kook said 15 years ago was, and then discredit all the serious research documenting that. Okay, going back to Jim Tucker. I would guess that you've seen Daniel Esselin's new report. We've got it up at prisonplanet.com right now, and I've been trying to find my article. I had it here. They dropped so many articles on my desk. It's buried somewhere. Where Bilderberg wants to engineer a depression, feudalism, to bankrupt the world economy so that they can bring in more control, bring in a new bank of the world, new global currencies. But isn't this just a repeat of what they're always saying, always doing, always pushing, always wanting?
Well, yes, it's all part of their agenda. But now they have, whether it was manufactured or not, a global economic crisis. They're going to exploit. Now, I have great confidence in Danny Esselin's work. We've collaborated for years and years at Bilderberg meetings. We pool our information. Well, in Europe, where there's a large number of reporters from major newspapers and outlets, broadcast outlets attending, we all meet every evening and pool our information. We're not competitors. We're collaborators and confirm each other's findings as far as possible. And Danny has always been right. And his information, from the Prison Planet account is consistent with and expands upon everything I found out about trilaterals with their common agenda in Tokyo in late April and in getting information on the Bilderberg agenda for this year. We knew that they were going to exploit it, and he does expand on my earlier findings that Bilderberg would be exploiting the economic crisis in an attempt to get everybody, especially through these bad old Americans who believe in national sovereignty, to agree to a sort of worldwide global Department of the Treasury, which of course would be a big step toward world government, which is an ultimate goal. But we can take heart in the fact that Bilderberg has been blocked so far in these attempts. We can be proud of the fact that young Americans, many of them wearing Ron Paul baseball caps, turned out for these various rallies. They turned out at Bilderberg last year in Chantilly in large numbers, and they're carrying a message back to educated older, affluent, and couch potato generation.
Absolutely. Again, your book, Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, is an excellent chronicle of your 30-plus years covering them. It is available, I should add, at the online bookstore of Infowars.com, or folks can call toll-free to get it at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Just full of photos and documents and articles and all of the exploits of Bilderberg exposed by Jim Tucker. Now, Jim Tucker, what new intel have you gotten since we talked a few weeks ago, building up to the meeting in June in Greece? Break down the dates of that. Where it is?
Actually, it's in May.
May, or late May, that's right.
Yeah, well, I'll go to Greece next Monday. My flight to Greece.
Oh, it's early May. Okay, I was wrong. Okay.
Oh, well, May 14, 17, something like that.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be going to flying to Athens, which is next door to Voulamini, where the scene of the crime, next Monday. I'll be there Tuesday evening. It's an overnight flight from Dulles to in a connection.
Yeah, I don't know how I got it in my head that it was in early June again. It's normally then or in late May. They're kind of having it early this year, aren't they?
Well, it's not unprecedented. I remember they met, I think it was in Munich, about the first weekend in May 1 year, but that was the earliest I've ever known them to meet. Early May. It's normally late May to mid-June. But this year, May 14, 17.
Okay, Jim. Well, I want to get reports from you there. I need to make sure my producer gets your hotel number. Are you going to have a cell phone, or should I get a hold of you also if I lose track of you through the newspaper?
Yeah, you call the newspaper, and I think our website has my complete itinerary on it.
American okay, well, when should I have my producer nail down times to have you report live for little 10-minute reports for us on that Thursday and Friday?
Let's see. I guess maybe if you give me a call and Wednesday. By that time, I'll probably have contacts set up. And quite often in recent years, is the we've had good sources inside who would be tarred and feathered and strung up if they were identified. But they sometimes will call me by prearrangement on a secure telephone, and other times we meet at obscure places and pretend we don't know each other. I'm reading a newspaper, he's reading a newspaper, and we're talking. So once I get a better handle on when I have to meet these people, then we can figure out a time for you and me to talk.
Absolutely. Just so long as we do get you on each day, if it's even for 10 minutes, to give us the latest intel. Because you'll hear it here first, folks, the information coming out of Bilderberg, 98% of the time they're able to get their agenda through, just like a couple years ago in 2007, Jim said, George Bush is going to come out and endorse man-made global warming and carbon taxes, and everybody didn't believe it. And 2 weeks later, George Bush came out and embraced it, and that was the Bilderberg that Governor Rick Perry treacherously, illegally under the Logan Act, was attending. Man, time flies already into May, and they're meeting in May, meeting there in Greece. Jim, any other intel ahead of this year, concerning what they're planning and what's on their agenda?
Well, as American Free Press readers know by now, they also plan to exploit the so-called swine flu, hoping to scare the drugs out of everybody. And again, although they seem to seems to be petering out the swine flu, thank goodness, but they're hoping to use that as a vehicle to scare people into accepting the World Health Organization as a sort of a world department of health and human services. Again, another major surrender of sovereignty on the part of all European and North American nations.
In fact, Jim, they've been saying that. They've been saying this is good for globalism, good for the global community, good to have the UN in control of the regions.
Yes. Oh, well, in fact, I said North America and Europe, but now that includes South America and, of course, through the Trilateral Commission, the Asian nations too, including, although not directly, Red China.
Now, Jim, final question, and we'll check in with you one more time next week before you leave town, and then once you're there, we're very thankful for your time. Jim Tucker, specifically, Esselin's on record in Endgame and in the Obama deception that he has two Bilderberg members that are contacts. You say you go and meet with these people. I know when the Independent Film Channel crew was with you, you were being followed, you were being chased, security services, you had to go into bazaars and through alleyways to shake them to meet your contacts. Are you generally meeting, I mean, this is already out there, but I'm curious, do you have Bilderberg contacts, or are your contacts the Secret Services?
I can't go much further than that. Otherwise, I'd implicate some very important people and lose their services. I can tell you that one of my favorite contacts, especially good at finding out where they'll meet, is someone who deals in international finance. He enjoys... It's helpful to him personally to know what Bilderberg's up to because of his business. He knows them well enough so they can have casual conversations with certain ones and determine the meeting place and the dates, as he did this year and for several years in the past. But again, if I got closer to identifying him, it could blow the whole thing.
No, I know.
For a lot of years, I would negotiate with sources of how much, well, I can describe them. Okay, a man about 40 years old, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, wears a business suit. But then one of our readers, who's a retired law enforcement criminologist, some night, sent me a letter saying that if Bilderberg's willing to backtrack, is the way you describe your sources physically, they could still nail the guy. So we explained to the readers that we don't do that anymore. You'll not know if the source is a girl, boy, fat, skinny, young, or old, because I don't want to...
Exactly. But, I mean, it's quite remarkable to know that there's two Bilderberg Group members that don't like what it's doing out of 140 members or so.
Well, it's not without precedent. Lady Thatcher did not.
Tell you what, Jim, let's do one more segment. Stay there. You got a 4-minute break. We'll come right back to you. One more segment with Jim Tucker, then your calls.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Briefly going back to this London Telegraph, it says Department of Health projections for the total UK death toll from the pandemic as high as 750,000. It was confirmed in 2006 that officials have ordered millions of extra body bags as a precaution. Then it goes into the crematoriums and the mass refrigerators and all the rest of it for a possible influenza outbreak. And all we've ever done is in Europe, the United States, Canada, show all these mainstream news articles, and then we get called conspiracy theorists for pointing out they've set up for all of this. You know, we show the We show the different news articles over time. People just sit there living in denial. John, is Jim back yet? I'm not joking, folks. He runs out during every break and smokes cigarettes. I tell you, he is certainly an old-timer, to say the least. I tell you, folks, somebody left something out in the office, and there's fruit flies all over the office. They keep landing on my face, and it's driving me crazy. I've killed two of them since we've been live the last 25 minutes, and I'm going to kill the rest of them, but I may have to be like King Kong in here. They're like, as soon as I put the fly swatter down, they come back into the area here. Jim Tucker is a real treasure, folks. He has trouble walking, got hip problems and stuff, but he always still goes out there and marches all over through the summer sun, wherever he's at, to get the story. Hey, Jim. Got one. Hey, Jim, you there? He's still not. Okay, I heard you open your mic up, so I thought he might have been there. Another one. One of his compatriots just attacked me and crashed in my face as I killed one of the others. Folks, we're under attack, New World Order attack. These are probably programmed. That's a joke. I try to have gallows humor here, as one listener said, but there really are fruit flies in here. I can now fan myself. Oh, I'm David Rockefeller. Except David Rockefeller wouldn't fan himself. In fact, one of you come in here while I talk to Jim and fan me. Fan me with a fly swatter. All right, let's get serious. Go back to Jim. Jim, that was a 6.5-minute cigarette break. This is a short segment, so we only have 3 minutes left with you. But getting serious, Jim, you were finishing up your point about Margaret Thatcher. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. She attended one meeting of Bilderberg and never attended another one. And I learned that Bilderberg had decided to punish her and get her thrown out of the head of state as prime minister of Britain. She was replaced of her party by some of the trapeze artist John Major. And, of course, I forgot who it was with her own party who succeeded her as prime minister. And I had the pleasure of talking briefly with her at a reception in Washington a couple of years later and asked her about it. And her response, I quote it directly, I can roughly paraphrase it now, that she considered it a tribute to be denounced by Bilderberg and spoke harshly of any head of state who had surrendered any sovereignty to an international organization. And she was very harsh in her condemnation of Bilderberg, and for her I had a great deal of respect.
All right. Well, Jim Tucker, they're openly announcing world government all over the news, saying it's the solution to the banking crisis, a new global banking authority to set tax rates, interest rates, currency rates. What is it like to have this 35-year journey of exposing the New World Order and now have them just admitting it everywhere and calling for bills like H.R. 1966 that will charge you with a felony if something you say hurts someone's feelings?
They taught us in law school that the court has no remedy for hurt feelings. So that's why this god-awful hate crimes bill is such a monster. It punishes you for it turns the federal thought police loose on all the streets of America when every state harshly punishes violent crime. Now, whether you beat up the old lady because you wanted her money, or also you hate fat people, doesn't matter. You've beaten her up, you've stolen her money, you go to jail for 30 years, kill her, you get fried. In fact, those three thugs who dragged that aged Negro man to death in the back of their pickup truck down in Texas, they're on death row. They're afraid to die. They'd much rather be charged with a federal hate crimes law because the federal hate crimes law does not allow capital punishment. The state of Texas is going to hang them.
Absolutely. And, Jim, just because you're a news reporter, you may not know about this new bill we just discovered, H.R. 1966, the Cyberbullying Prevention Act, is worse. It just says if you hurt somebody's feelings, federally charged. They just say their feelings are hurt. Jim Tucker, we'll talk to you next week before you go to Bilderberg. We'll talk to you at Bilderberg. The book is Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary. Talk to you soon, brother.
Very good.
Thank you for the time. We'll come back with your call straight away, I promise. Of course, you know that means nothing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Update on the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. That's what Dave that ran the channel told me, and I have the complaint here. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette says they didn't make the complaint about us showing a Pittsburgh Post-Gazette article on the TV show. I remember when we got the complaint, you know, that's what it said. It said it was them, but now it looks like it might have been a fake complaint not filed by them. So that's how people get the channel shut down that had over 1 million views a week, tens of millions of views total. 40,000 plus subscribers. We have got a lot of folks subscribing to the YouTube channel, the backup at YouTube, the Info Warrior. And we've got links to that up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And Dave also created another channel, so folks should go find that and do that. So that's coming up. Okay, let's go to your calls. You've been holding long enough. Don in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, long time listener, over 10 years.
Hey, buddy, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to let you know that I have a couple more brief points, but that this Obama deception is the easiest to distribute film you've ever made. And I concur with them via Evergreen because I watched America Destroyed by Design just recently. But the two points I wanted to make was I live in a community that everybody knows everybody's business. In fact, they even published traffic tickets, speeding tickets, and things like that. And one of our doctors gave his 19-year-old daughter a vaccine for Gardasil, and she died.
Well, that's, you know, according to the FBI, it's evil to be alternative media, though, and to point out mainstream news articles where all these kids are dying. But, again, we're bad to point that out, sir. We should just admit the banker's robbing us for good, and we're bad.
Right. Also, I wish this was a little more timely, but going back to when Prince, when Obama went to England for the G20 meeting, and he did all that bowing, every St. Patrick's Day, History Channel plays the Irish in America, and I think I've got my facts right, but at the 1904 Olympics was held in London, and it's protocol that when in the opening ceremony, when they go past the viewing station, because the royal family's there, that they dip the flag, and it's symbolic of bowing to the king. Well, most of the American team, United States team, was Irish, and one of them went up to the color bearer and told him if he dipped that flag, that he'd spend that night in the hospital. And to this day, our flag is not dipped. That set a precedent. And when they called, when they had talked with a spokesman, he said the Stars and Stripes bow to no earthly king.
Well, I know this. The bankers have taken over, and they're still going to allow us to have the flag as an image out there. But what that image symbolizes is changing to one of tyranny, and it's very, very sad. So the spirit of the flag's being basically possessed and taken over. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Don. Tom in Wisconsin. Tom, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Again, I thank you for everything you do because you know we need some guidance with what's going on now. But you know,
I don't think I give guidance. I just cover all this crazy news. I mean, I get up here.
Well, but
hold on a minute. And I read a bill and I tell people it says right here they'll arrest you if somebody says you've hurt their feelings. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that your analysis is what gives us guidance. It's not the event going on, because you know we need somebody to help digest what's going on if we're not informed. But I'm on probation myself right now, and I had to go get treatment for my issue. And today I had my final meeting with my counselor, and I saw when I brought up that there's two dogs in my house and they're not spayed or neutered, and you know I don't believe in getting shots from my dog because I don't know what's in them. And she literally just started like, oh, I care for your dogs, and oh my gosh, you know the female's in heat, and oh, that's just so painful. And it was just it hit me how much of a priest class it is for these people, like the way they think and the way they view the world. She thought it was more cruel for my dogs to not be altered than it would have been for them to be altered.
And these are control freaks. And it sounds with something that sounds reasonable, like spayed or neuter. Well, that's your choice. So there's not all these unwanted puppies and cats. Sounds reasonable. But once the precedent's set that she's going to control your life, it's the nanny state. And so at the low level, it's all a bunch of well-meaning idiots, and there's also just hardcore criminals that aren't, you know, in uniform. But then above them are scientific dictators who understand what they're doing and understand what they've set up.
And see, the final thing that happened, too, before I left, that just was shock and awe for me because I was actually seeing it in real time happen before me, was the last thing she said was, like, you know, I hope things go well for you, I hope you do okay, you know, hope things work out. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm really just worried about my survival, and I believe that things are going to get a lot darker before it gets better. And she just looked like she was about to cry, and she was like saying, she just basically said to me, like, well, you know, we can all try to be as happy as we can be. And what struck me about that statement was, instead of acknowledging that things are getting bad, instead of acknowledging the horrible things that are going on, she just was like, well, I'm going to be as happy as I can be. And it's like, if you're going to be happy and be delusional, you know, that doesn't help anybody, even if you are in a position where you're supposed to help people. It just trying to coach me to be delusional about the rest of the world doesn't help me.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. In fact, if you read 1984, that is his experiences as a member of the secret police in India, then as a communist fighter against the Nazis in Spain. Then he finds out the Nazis and the communists are all controlled by the same people. He works for British propaganda at the BBC in wartime propaganda, and then he writes 1984 and dies. In there, his upstairs neighbor, no matter how bad things are, he makes excuses about how it's all about him just being happy mentally and how great it is that his kids are little government spies. And then when his kids denounce him and send him to the torture camp, he thanks them and says, yes, it's true, I deserve it. I must have done something I didn't know I did. And that's what they do. It's doublethink. It's triplethink. It's crime stop. It's doublespeak. They are living in La La Land. Thank you, Don. Tom in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, that was Tom? Okay. Let's go to Pastor William in New Jersey. Pastor William, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Yeah. Hey, thanks for all your valuable work. You know, we appreciate what you do. You were talking this morning about the First Amendment and constitutional rights abuse. I thought I'd give you a call. It's the first time I've tried to call, and I thought I'd give you a call and let you know about this one. Back on 3/24/05, our church was seized by the New Jersey State Police Counterterrorism Division in cooperation and correlation with the local sheriff's office. My wife and I were arrested on criminal charges, and all that went down because we refused to incorporate the church. I also heard you talking earlier about the 501c3, and you know, I don't know if your listeners are really cognitive of how evil and despicable the whole process of incorporating a church really is, or understand the ramifications of incorporating a church. But if you are a pastor and you refuse to do that, man, they will put a target on you that's so big that they will not miss you. You know, it took 6 years for them to decide that they were going to, in complete absence of any lawful reason for doing so, to just come in and steamroller us over, and that's exactly what they did. And they did it with an incredible, amazing show of force. They did it through intimidation. They did it through a long process of systematic harassment and using the local press there who cooperated with them, who were more than happy to cooperate with them. And when push came to shove, they came in and they seized the church. My wife and I essentially lost everything that we ever spent our
entire
lives. Yeah,
for those who don't know, a famous case of this was the Indianapolis Baptist Temple, one of the first actions of then Attorney General John Ashcroft. And the church just said, look, we're not going to pay taxes to you. Congress shall make no law establishing the exercise of religion.
Yeah.
Respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then they always advertise, oh, the greedy church wanted money. It's like televangelists. The televangelists, the government has been caught actually funding them as CIA fronts. That's mainstream news for folks that don't know. Just search engine it. It's the true independent churches. Government's not supposed to be involved in churches. They have no jurisdiction. And now they've gone from telling churches what they can and can't say to literally funding them and taking them over with the clergy response teams.
Well, see, that was the whole basis on us establishing the church as a non-incorporated, non-consenting church that was established in and under the actual and literal lordship of Christ rather than the lordship of Caesar. And that's why they fought us tooth and nail as long as they did. But when they finally seized the church, and, you know, this is 3 years ago, but we've been the past 3 years putting together a two-part, three-hour documentary DVD titled Seized for Refusing to Incorporate, the Story of the Church at Salem, which is posted on our website. And can I give our website out over the air?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it is www.thechurchatsalem.info.
All right, I'm going to let you go, sir. I appreciate your call. Yeah, this is the supposed freedom of this country. Congress shall make no law. I'm looking at for my pocket constitution, but I know the First Amendment, so it doesn't matter. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And until the 1950s, the government wasn't involved in anything with churches. Then they said, oh, we'd like you to fill out a form saying you're tax exempt. We'd like you to do that. And it's just a formality. And the churches were so trusting, they didn't know they were waiving their rights going in now as a charity, not a church. Just like there's no law to take vaccines, but it's a policy. And then if your child isn't in school, they charge you with truancy. And it's so obvious, but the parents never notice. I'm being charged with truancy because they kicked my child out for not having shots, but there's no law on shots. Well, it's the same thing. They get you to sign a contract. And now I've been sent the letters from Catholic churches, Protestant churches, all of them, where they're telling them it is the law that no one be allowed to talk about politics, not just the preacher, not just the employees, in the pews, in Sunday school, in the parking lot. And they hand out sheets. Raymond Teague's Baptist Church, big one out in Dripping Springs. Secret. This is America. This is total Russia. Handed out sheets going, you don't talk about elections anywhere. You don't talk about it. Or we'll lose our tax exemption. The church will get shut down. So see, first it's, oh, just fill out this form, no big deal. To now, the commissars, the political officers, you will be shut down. You will be arrested. And the preachers are, and then after the fear, they come in and say, hey, the government can be friends too. We got free federal money, billions a year. And they just buy off the denomination's heads. They've bought everybody off. They've got federal funding going of every Christian denomination that's big out there. It doesn't matter. Every major group, look up your church group. You'll find faith-based initiative. And they come in, they give them the FEMA documents, they have secret meetings with your preachers, now declassified. Think about it, secret meetings with the preachers. I mean, how secret police does that get? They tell them, prepare them for mass graves, prepare them to take shots, prepare them for mass inoculation, prepare them to go to camps, prepare them to turn in their guns, teach them Romans 13. Bone chilling. And then I'm the radical on air because I am saying this isn't freedom. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Steve in Chicago. Steve, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. I'm wondering, did you see the Chicago Sun-Times article, Michelle Obama's cousin, to lead Chicago public school security?
No, but I know that they're giving all their cronies and family members and limousine liberals and some of the biggest slumlords jobs. He's hiring every Chicago mobster he can.
Well, okay, this is about Michelle Obama's or Robinson's first cousin, Michael Shields. This guy is evidently some screw-up because they had him busted down to a lieutenant at the Belmont area headquarters there in a patrol capacity. Now, because he's the first cousin or cousin, he's going to head the Chicago Public School street gang crime unit. And he's going to prevent all these killings that are happening. They had 38 killings for Chicago public school kids just this year alone.
Well, I know Chicago's got a gun ban. So they've got the highest crime rate in the nation. And then the second highest is New York with the gun ban and so on and so forth down the list. And it was in the news yesterday. I didn't get to it, but it was up on InfoWars.com, just where the police publicly say it's asset forfeiture seizure, and they just pull you over. They like your car. They just take it. And it's now happening all over Texas. I've seen the news every week where they just pull you over and rob your wallet, rob your jewelry, and say, move along. And the news contacts the cops, and they say, yeah, it's suspicious to have $1,000 in your purse and a Rolex. Prove it in money laundering. So guilty until proven innocent. Isn't that freedom in America?
Well,
just no comments on that?
Oh, no, no. I believe that. The problem is it's the endemic corruption that you have here, but then it gets back to the system. The system has been here for generations. Anybody that tries to break it up, and I can go back about this, but you said the Chicago Police Summerdale scandal. That was a big scandal in 1960, around there, where these guys were using black and whites and full uniforms to take out the stereos, at that time the TVs, everything. And they were doing it on duty. And even now...
No, it was in the Washington Post and Washington Times. The cops just pull up with records. They own record companies in uniform. People walk out of McDonald's in one case, parked in the regular spot, and he's hooking up the guy's nice Mercedes. He said, the officer just drew down and said, I'm taking your car. And I mean, it's so corrupt. They just, we rule. We steal everything. I mean, folks, the government is beyond. In fact, people won't believe this. Google Washington, D.C. police stealing cars. I mean, folks, you cannot make this up. That's what I mean. Listen, that's what tyranny is, Steve, as you know. It is when the evil takes over and evil is good and good is bad. And we're here. And they're going to get an army of poor, dumbed down people to turn them loose against the middle class and steal everything we got. It's over. I mean, they are coming for us. They're coming for our guns. They're coming for everything. And they mean business. And they are scum. And they are filth. And they are trash. And we could just admit how criminal the bankers are and admit how many police forces are mafia and admit the government's bringing in the drugs. It could all stop if people would just say no. I mean, folks, it's going to get bad. They are going to steal everything. They can't help it.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born.
Yeah, I have YouTube here. Here's the update. I have YouTube's sheet with the complaints. We now fully know what shut down the website. There was a complaint on the video. Neocon talk show host Michael Reagan wants to kill Mark Dice. They got Mark Dice's channel banned for that. You play a clip of him saying, murder 9/11 truthers, I will pay for the bullets, murder them, I am contracting for murder. and the police would do nothing. They said, he's allowed to call for your murder, but we're going to ban criticizing open borders. Literally, it's now happening. That's how selectively this is enforced. So, clearly fair use, calling for our murder, Mark Dye specifically. That was one of the, because it takes three of these to do it. And the other one, YouTube said was one of their issues. And then the next one was Alex, this is the name of the video, Alex Jones on 590 KLBJ AM. I don't know, people always call the show that. That's just where we do the Sunday show out of. It's syndicated. New World Order Summit and Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And YouTube said that showing the news article that he used as a slide with the photo of the guy that was from his MySpace, that's what did it. And the claim is by PS Company. And YouTube says that's the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, because that's all that's there is the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It's a slideshow. It's not, we don't do that show. I'm going to probably move into these studios. We can go live on Sundays with the video feed at prisonplanet.tv as well for folks that are watching over there. And that's in the works in the next month or so, the way we do it, maybe 10 years from now. But the point is, well, we're so busy doing all these other jobs, folks, and I'm so busy, I'm not bitching. I got to take a vacation. You know, this happens a couple times a year where I've been doing like 4 or 5 radio shows a day on top of my own show and not getting sleep, where my brain stops working and I start making a lot of mistakes and I have to take off a few days. And so look for me to be off a few days coming up and Jason Burmans to be in here, because even 1 or 2 days of me unplugging the computer, staying away from the news, camping or something can get me to untangle my brain, because a lot of folks are saying, oh, it's the best shows ever, but not mentally. Mentally, I am just, it feels like I got a lead weight on my back or something. I just can't, I'm so sick of the New World Order and all their crap that I just can't focus on it for a couple of days. I'm going to have to take off. And this only happens a few times a year, but I've got to get out of here. I've got to get out of here because, I just feel very aggressive. I feel very, very aggressive, and I'm sick of parasites and pimps and government thugs and all of it. That's a nice way of saying it. Nice way of saying it. I can't believe my fellow man puts up with this type of crap. I mean, I can't believe that people would go along with all of this. So, Mark Dice, in agreeing not to sue Michael Reagan, they unsuspended his channel. So we need to call Mark Dice and have him call Michael Reagan. They're now buddies, because Reagan got scared of all this stuff and apologized on air and then took the copyright infringement notice off, and that unsuspended Mark Dice's big account. So now that I have this, Dave, the guy that runs the channel, just told me about it earlier. Now I have all the official documents. We know who to go to. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's denying it, saying they didn't do it. I wonder if Michael Reagan will deny he did it. Because it's a big deal. That site was over 2,000 videos, painstakingly uploaded, on average tens of thousands of views apiece, and growing. It was just a huge body of viral video that was over a million a week. Got a lot of news coming up after this break, and we got a couple of guests popping in shortly, and your phone calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.